I want to talk to you today about two qualities that we recognize are important, but rarely think go together. But it's by putting these qualities together that we truly find what they mean. The two qualities I'm referring to are humility and strength. Now, I think all of us recognize the importance of humility and strength, but we don't often think of humility and strength being one in the same thing. Humility, we know, is about being humble. It's not bragging. It's not thinking too much of ourselves. It's not making ourselves the center of the universe. And strength, to some people, seems the opposite. It's about having confidence in ourselves. It's about believing in ourselves. It's about standing up and facing obstacles with courage and conviction. Humility and strength. One, humility often makes people think less of themselves. And the other, strength, often makes people think more of themselves. But when we look at these terms biblically, we realize that these things actually go hand in hand. Today is Ash Wednesday. It is the day in the church year where our worship service is marked by words that humble us. The words I'm referring to is, "Remember you are dust, and to dust you will return." That's a humbling fact, right? That the world has existed and people have existed well before us, that God breathed us and human beings from the earth, that we come into the earth, that we are formed, and we live lives of purpose and meaning, but in the end, our bodies return to dust. That fact humbles us. But it's not the only fact that humbles us. Life, in and of itself, can be very, very humbling. We find life particularly humbling when something happens to us that is outside of our control. When some unfortunate event or bad news happens and we can do little to stop it or prevent it. If that's the definition of life humbling us, we have all been humbled this past year. The coronavirus has upended all our lives, and all of us are led to think differently about what we do and what we act. All of us are aware that there is a virus out there that has largely been outside of human beings' control. Yes, that's a humbling fact, and the idea of remembering you are dust and to dust you shall return is a humbling fact as well. And if we simply stayed in this humbling idea, if we simply stayed in humility, humility would not lead us to strength. Humility would not lead us to hope, but humility would lead us to despair. If our message today, this Ash Wednesday, was simply, remember, you are dust, and to dust you will return, wow, that's a hard one to wrap our heads around. That we are here today and gone tomorrow and that's it? But if you know Ash Wednesday, you know that's not the end of the story. It's only the beginning. And when we humble ourselves as we should, or when life humbles us as we should be humble. We should recognize our insignificance on our own, but our humility through our Christian faith should then move us to a place of strength. Yes, we are dust, and to dust we will return, but as I mentioned before, we do not stay there. But God calls us to be strong. God calls us to live lives of courage and conviction, not based on what we do, but based on what Jesus has done from the cross. Yes, we return to dust, but through the cross of Christ and Jesus' resurrection, God breathes new life into us, the dust, and gives us an eternal life where we do not stay in dust, where we do not stay in death, but we are given new life for all eternity. We are given bodies and hearts and minds and souls that do not fail, but continue forever and ever. And that fact, that idea, should fill us with conviction. All of us have had a moment in our life that humbled us. But if we are able to have the right attitude, if we are able to continue on in faith, we will move from a place of humility to a place of strength. I remember when I was in seminary, and I was a student studying to be a pastor, and I had little to no money. I think at one point I only had $300 to my name. $300, and if that $300 were gone, I would be completely broke. And so I remember that I was driving this old, rusty, purple, believe it or not, car. Because purple was the only kind of car that I could afford. And the car worked pretty well for a while, but as I was driving along, all of a sudden I noticed that my car was beginning to overheat. So, like everyone else, I immediately pulled into a mechanic and asked them how much it would cost to fix, and it was way more than my $300. So I did the only thing that I thought I could do. I just kept driving that car. I kept driving it and driving it and driving it, having no other answers, having no other money to pay to fix the car. And that red light, the car overheating every time I drove it, continued to nag at me, continued to say to me that this car will not last forever. And one night I was driving home from my girlfriend's house, who is now my wife, and all of a sudden the car seemed to pop and steam began to come out of the hood. Well, now it was over. I couldn't drive the car any longer because the steam was making it difficult for me to even see. And so I pulled over to the side of the road knowing that this car was done, knowing that somehow, some way, I would have to find the money or resources to buy a new car. And as I sat there on my hood on the side of the road waiting for my dad to pick me up, I was humbled. I had reached the point where I knew there was nothing else that I could do. And so in my humility, in my desperation, I prayed to God. God, here I am. Here I am on the side of the road where I knew I would be. I need you. I need your help to help me find a way forward. To help me find a way to be and live the life you have called me to live. Well, through that circumstance, God gave me a way. God helped me find a new car that I could afford. And from there, that car got me to my next stage in life, and my next stage in life, and my next stage in life. It wasn't always easy, but God always provided a way forward. All of us have our own on the side of the road moments. Moments where we feel like we've reached the end of our rope. Moments where we are humbled and in some way we know that we are dust and to dust we will return. But when we reach the end of our ropes, remember, God's rope has only begun. God is so much bigger. God is so much stronger. God is so much more capable than we are. And if we look for it, God will provide a way forward for us. God will provide an answer, a next step. It's not always easy, sometimes scary, and it's often difficult. But if we take that next step, and the next step, and the next step, God will deliver us to where we need to be. We are called this Ash Wednesday and this Lenten season to think about the cross, to think about Jesus' journey to the cross. Jesus traveled a road that began with his birth and ended at an empty tomb. And through that road, if you read the Gospels and you read his story, sometimes the road was smooth, sometimes he was filled with support, he was filled with praise, and other times there was pain, there was rejection, there was the cross. But God always provided a path forward, And Jesus, even though it was difficult, knew what that path, knew what that way forward was. May you know that God provides a path and a way forward for you too. So you may be asking yourself, how do I move forward? What does that look like? Well, to bring us back to our original point, it looks like humility and strength. See, every single day, you should pray. And a good idea would be, if you can, pray in a humbling way. Maybe it's on your knees, or maybe it's with your head bowed. And humble yourself before God. Act with humility and recognize and say to God, God, I am not enough on my own. I don't have all the answers on my own, but you do. And if you give me your spirit, your power, your strength, I can do all things through you who strengthens me. And then move to a position of strength. Live with courage and conviction and faith. Courage that comes not from your own abilities, but comes from God who works through you. Because God is stronger in all the ways that we are not. So may you remember that yes, you are dust, and to dust you will return. But your dust and my dust will be redeemed. Let us pray. Holy and loving God, we give you thanks for this opportunity to reflect on Ash Wednesday. Help us this Lenten season reflect on the cross, reflect on Jesus' glorious work. May it lead us to humble ourselves and then to be strong and courageous in you. Amen.